This is a passage from the 39 Steps play. London, 1935, August. I'd been back 3 months in the old country and frankly wondering why. The weather made me liverish, no exercise to speak of, and the talk of the ordinary Englishmen made me sick. I'd had enough of restaurants and parties and race meetings, no pal to go about with, which probably explains things. Hoppy Binge lost in the Canadian Treasury, Tommy Deloraine married off to a blonde heiress in Chicago, Chips Carruthers eaten by crocodiles in the Limpopo, leaving me, Richard Hannay, 37 years old, sound in wind and limb, back home, which was no home at all, if you want to know, just a dull little rented flat in West One, Portland Place, actually. And I was bored. No more than bored. Tired. Tired of the world and tired of life, to be honest. So I called my broker. He wasn't in. Dropped into my club, full of old colonial buffers. Had a scotch and soda. Picked up an evening paper. Put it back. Full of elections and wars and rumours of wars. And I thought, who the bloody hell cares, frankly? What does it all matter? What happens to anyone? What happens to me? No one would miss me. I wouldn't miss me. I could quite easily just... And then I thought, wait a minute. Come on, Hannay. Pull yourself together, man. Find something to do, you bloody fool. Something mindless and trivial. Something utterly pointless. Something... Oh, I know. A West End show. That should do the trick.